كلم جبت 19 مشنا 9 تايبا شبسخة متسيدة كانتا the same counter that we've been dealing with before that it had its opening on the side of the utensil. So in this case tama midras utama mace, it is acceptable, it will receive corpse impurity, but it will also receive midras impurity because a person can sit on it now, unlike the last case where the opening was at the top and a person can't sit on it. In this case, the opening is on the side and therefore it's suitable for sitting on, and therefore it is able to accept impurity. Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, Amasa, what is the case? Bizmansha and Gvor Asar Tvachim, as long as it's not higher than 10 Tvachim, because something higher than 10 Tvachim, says the Kahati, is uncomfortable to sit on. And Oshaina Lizbe's Tefach, and also as long as it doesn't have a rim of a Tefach, a rim would also make it uncomfortable to sit on, and therefore it wouldn't be susceptible to midras impurity. Nifchasa milamalan, if it loses a piece from above, tmeya tamei meis. So now it is able to receive corpse impurity, but it is no longer able to receive midras sitting impurity because you can't sit on it. You lost the top. Nifchasa milamatan, if it loses its bottom, so then Rabbi Meir matamei. Rabbi Meir says it is now susceptible to midras impurity only. But the rabbis say no, it is completely pure, even for midras sitting impurity, that doesn't take hold. Why? Because if the primary aspect lapses, what's the primary aspect? The primary aspect of this is that it's a container. So if it can no longer serve as a container, even though you could still sit on it, batla hatfela, the secondary use, secondary aspect lapses, and therefore according to the Chachamim the whole thing is not susceptible to impurity.